So we were talking about, you know, what do you do when the guy who's getting plastic surgery to look like a dragon walks by and, and now he's got horns and he's your buddy. And it's like, do you acknowledge the horns? Do you not acknowledge the horns he had surgically implanted into his head? So he looks more like a dragon.
Weird.
Like, do you say, you know, do you say like, hey, do you like Game of Thrones? You know, like what do you say? And if there's someone like who's not getting something crazy like that, just, you know, a procedure to anything from a breast enhancement to a nose job to whatever it is, you know, it's obviously something they were self-conscious about. So do you acknowledge it? What do you say?
Right.
We've got some comments on our Facebook page. You can comment there. Oh, by the way, Kelly just told me she saw Julian Edelman released from the Patriots.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
I love him.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wonder if he'll end up on the Buccaneers with Brady. He kind of made a
joke. Oh, my God.
He made a joke about that recently. Could you imagine? We're just going to all have to become Florida fans. So anyway, 7-9 Coast. Someone gets some surgery done. A little something is missing, or a little something is extra, or a little something looks different than it did before. Do you point it out? Do you say something? Go ahead, Danielle.
Okay, so I guess if I don't know them, I would probably do the safest question and just ask them if they got a haircut.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What?
Right?
Something's different. Did you get a haircut?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good line.
That is the safest one. But if I know them, then I'll probably just point it out and say, wow, that procedure looks great.
That procedure looks great.
So you're not referencing how they looked before. You're just saying that it came out great.
Right. That's a good way to put it, because that's what I was saying. If you say, wow, your nose looks awesome, and it kind of implies, wow, you had a huge schnoz before.
Yeah,
exactly. And then I would probably just say, wow, that doctor, could you have a reference?
Right. Okay. To be very complimentary.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for calling, Danielle.
No problem.
All right. Let me go to you, Caitlin. Someone changes something. They get a little procedure done. Do you acknowledge it or just ignore it?
I say you acknowledge it, but you do it discreetly, because I don't know what to say. So I just go, oh, you look different.
Oh, okay. But that may not be perceived as very positive.
I mean, I just pictured you saying that to me and be like, huh.
Right.
Like, ow.
Like, it's the same as if someone gets a haircut and you don't really know this, but you know something looks different. Like, oh, you look different.
Right.
Yeah,
you look different. What did you change?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as long as you don't say, well, you look different. What's wrong?
Yeah.
What did you do to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Okay. How about you, Kaylee? Someone changes something. What do you say? Or do you say anything?
Well, just keep it simple. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether you know, you don't know, you just be like, hey, you look great. What is different about you?
Okay. This is the consensus. This is you ask the question, you look great. What's different? Keep it positive.
Yeah. Yep. It happens to me all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I brush my hair.
Right. Right.
It could be nothing. It could be something. Maybe they don't want to talk about it. If they don't, they'll brush it off.
Well, I mean, then why get it done?
I'm just saying. Another example. Maybe some people wouldn't want to.
Thanks for calling, Kaylee.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get you, Bob. And then we do have a blown off to replay coming up in a second. So when you don't know what to say, and this happened to you, Bob, it was a woman who was, what was she? Was she bald?
She was almost bald.
Yeah.
And she had a hair system in place, and it wasn't a wig, it was real hair attached to her partial hair. And she looked absolutely phenomenal. I mean, she was always beautiful, but then when she had that done, you could see the confidence in her and her own self-esteem just go through the roof. So the first time I saw her was at work, because we worked together, and I burst into tears.
Oh, yeah. What do you do? It's like, oh, God,
yeah,
why did
like,
I make him cry?
And she was all excited. It was just, you know, she flourishes now. She always did. She was always, always beautiful. But even now, you can see that confidence and that self-esteem just skyrocket.
Yeah. Like, man, so yeah, that's one of those things that women, you know, for whatever reason, they lose their hair. If it's just a genetic thing or, you know, a case like or cancer or alopecia or, you know, whatever it is. For women, that's so much harder. Guys just go bald. You know, like, it can be, I'm not, I don't want to diminish. It can be hard for a guy to lose his hair, but it's just not like women, their identity is so wrapped up in hair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, wow, what a moment. What am I? So once you recovered, you burst into tears, and then did you say, did you at least come up with, you look great, that's why I'm crying?
Oh, yeah. I just said, oh, my God, you're even more beautiful than you always have been. It just, I'm so happy for you.
Aww.
Oh, that's good. That's the right thing to say.
Yeah.
That's the right thing to say. And you know what? It wasn't even the hair that made her more beautiful. It was her confidence that the hair gave her.
Yeah.
That is exactly it, because she was always stunning.
Yeah.
But just seeing her, you know, radiant like that was overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's say you see this dragon guy that started this whole conversation, Bob. You sound like a good person to ask about what you would say. You see that he's got his razored, shaved down teeth. So he's got his spiky teeth. He's got his horn implants. He's got his pointy ears that he's working on right now. And what do you say? Hey, Rick.
I would say, hey, Rick, that's interesting. How you doing?
Exactly. Nailed it.
There you go. Thanks for calling, Bob. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.